Hey, friend, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and I'm your host. I'm excited that you're here because I really think this is a topic we need to talk about. Okay. I am very much a both and thinker, especially because I've walked through so much of pain and feelings in God, and how do we reconcile these two? And can I go to God? And what does it mean to deny myself? And then we are taught these scriptures, sometimes out of context, but also not implying about our humanity and the way that God made us, feelings and emotions, right? So we're going to be talking through that today. If you have been taught to deny yourself and it has left you frustrated like a doormat, confused on when to say yes, when to say no, I'm supposed to deny myself, what do I do here? This episode is for you. And I just want to open up the discussion and let's get to it. Hey friend, do you feel distant from God? Are you constantly trying to understand if God is good, then why do bad things happen? Do you wish the church had more conversations around things like depression, anxiety, or grief? Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a biblical counselor, mentor, author, and speaker. I'm the big sister who's going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we are going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. How to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God and the church. So pull up a chair and join me at the table. Let's go on this journey together, friend. I had a coaching client recently email me, and this is what she said in her email. I don't know how to process through what I'm feeling and struggle with anxiety daily. Okay. And this coaching client of mine kind of went on to elaborate more of what we kind of were talking about. And then she continued, I have been taught my entire life to deny myself. So how do I honor God, but also honor how he made me? And I think that this was an honest question, like a plea from the bottom of her heart, because she wants to be free from this torment of living with two extreme thoughts and worlds, okay? She could see herself and she was pursuing counseling and she was doing specific type of workouts and she was doing these things that were maybe apart from God, okay? She's trying to work on herself and process her pain in a healthy way. Her desire is to become more like Jesus, but in this other world, kind of like none of that existed in the sense of, well, she felt like she wasn't supposed to have feelings because, you know, anything other than joy and peace, well, what does that mean? And am I sinning? Am I supposed to have these feelings? And I could feel like her frustration, and it was kind of frustrating me for her because she talked about how she's been taught to deny herself. Here she is living in two worlds of I'm seeking therapy for my pain and my anxiety. Here's my coaching client coming to me to then also say, how do I deny myself because I've been taught this my whole life? And she's struggling with it, rightfully so. And I just said, like, I'm so sorry. And I shared with her how we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Each part of us that God made is and was important. So her pain and her feelings are all things God cares about because he cares about her. So maybe, like my coaching client, you felt the same way. A world where you need to get yourself together before you go to God. Or a world where it feels like your feelings are in a corner or your needs are in a corner, and then there is God. Like you have to deny everything about who you are just so that you can be in the presence of God, or just so that you can feel like you're quote unquote doing something right. So kind of we're living in this almost a constant state of turmoil, trying to choose, well, is it, okay, I'm going to go to God and oh, well, I'm going to do therapy, but how do we combine these two worlds? And I think that obviously it can come from, and I've seen how harmful it is when we talk about Matthew 16, 24. And if we don't teach it in context, it says, then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Jesus isn't commanding us to deny our humanity. We also have to think about who he was talking to. Who was Jesus talking to? What is the context? What is happening in Jesus's time and with his disciples of also why he would say that? So we can't just take this piece of scripture and say, well, okay, we're going to deny ourselves. We also have to get the context of who he was talking to, why he would say that. So he's not commanding us to deny our humanity. He's commanding us to deny our flesh, which deals a lot with selfishness. This isn't about denying our basic human needs, becoming a doormat, saying yes to everyone, or putting ourselves in a harmful situation because we are to, quote, deny ourselves. The words Jesus used in the original language for deny yourself were strong terms similar to the meaning of Paul's wording in Philippians 3, 7 through 8. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. The purpose of self-denial, counting as loss, as Paul said, all earthly gains, is to become more like Jesus in holiness and obedience to God. So let's just park it right there. If your denial in denying of yourself is not you becoming more like Jesus, more patient, more kind, more loving, more processing of forgiveness, more giving, then that self-denial is not rooted in love and becoming more like Jesus. That could be rooted in fear or just any kind of other belief. So again, the purpose of self-denial, counting as loss all earthly gains, is to become more like Jesus in holiness and obedience to God. So this is kind of, remember, this is out of love, not out of fear, that he commands us to do these things. And this is also Paul saying that he had suffered the loss of those things and count them as rubbish because he gained Christ. He gains more in becoming more like Jesus. And I want you thinking of godliness, right? We train ourselves for godliness. It's God-likeness, that our character would become like God's character. So denying yourself includes overcoming this persistent fleshly demands of the body, right? We're also thinking of like the carnal self, which when we're being led constantly by what we see, what we can touch, what we can feel, what we taste, right? So carnal is just to be led by our five senses or the natural man. And we're just bringing them into submission. Galatians 5:24, and those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. See, scripture also tells us that we are led away, that we are led astray by our passions and desires. So we want to deny ourselves those passions and denials, passions and desires that lead us away from Christ. Self-denial for those who are following Jesus means renouncing ourselves as the center of our existence. And if we're being honest, that is like our natural inclination of the human will. It's about, we want to make it about us, people serving us. They need to say sorry. They need to do this for me. Come on, you know that I'm saying this. We all have experienced this. And so now we're recognizing Jesus Christ as one's new and true center. This means that we're acknowledging the old self is dead and the new life is now hidden with Christ and God. You can see that in Colossians 3, 3 through 5. So here are just a few examples of denying yourself. Think about slowing down to help someone when you feel like you're in a hurry, okay? Denying yourself a place in line so that somebody else could get that spot. Holding the door open when you know you're in a hurry. Listen, this is not big monumental things. This is things that we are choosing to put others before us. I want you to think even the smallest, again, slowing down to help someone when you feel like you're in a hurry. When's the last time maybe you helped an elderly person get their groceries in the car? Okay. Again, this, I don't want us to think these big, big things, because God is with us so much in these little moment to moment mundane things. I think about putting the grocery cart away so that it's not, you know, making its own little round in the parking lot, and it helps the worker as well get it from the cart, whatever that's called, where the carts go. You know, I think about when you're in a shopping aisle and a woman or somebody drops something off of a shelf and you lean down to pick it up instead of rushing by her or him. Little, denying ourselves when we're in a hurry for the interest and good of others. Now, if we think of it in spiritual terms, we can think of the spiritual discipline of fasting. That would be a form of denying self, because we're thinking about denying our flesh and the desires that it wants. Again, denying yourself means seeking the good of others before looking out for yourself. When Ruth followed Naomi, she practiced self-denial for the benefit of her mother-in-law. When Esther put her life at risk to save her people, she demonstrated a form of self-denial. So denying ourselves, again, isn't to deny our humanity. It's to choose others because we are seeking God. Is to deny our fleshly passions and desires that often lead us away from God, that do not exemplify or show the character of God. And I think that this is something important for us to understand. It's typically always both and. God said to deny ourselves and to follow him, but he also, hear this, but he also gave us wisdom through the Holy Spirit and the ability to use discernment in situations. So it's both and. And God knows, because here's the thing. I believe most of the time we know when we are choosing our comfort instead of denying ourselves for the sake of someone else. Okay. Are you with me? At least I know that I'm often feeling convicted when I might need to open up my house, or when I need to maybe go to that person that is having a really hard time right now and drop something off for them. It's getting out of my comfort to do something and to put on the character of Christ in that moment. My flesh may not want to go, but to seek, deny myself of that comfort level, I will do and put that person in front of me. But I'm not denying my feelings. I'm not denying my reality. I'm not denying maybe the things that I'm going through, both and. The part of us that is being renewed every day, it wants to choose ourselves before we choose anyone else. And God knows that. It's why he commands us to follow him, which is out of his love for us and his people. I want you to think of it this way. When you're willing to sacrifice your time, energy, rights, position, reputation, privileges, comfort, and even just our way of life, right? For the sake of Christ, you exemplify what it means to deny yourself. Scripture tells us, right, that whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. And it's always different. Sometimes we sacrifice our time. Sometimes we sacrifice our energy. And if you're a mom, this is going to look so different for you. And I'm sure you understand so much what it looks like to sacrifice your time, to sacrifice your energy and your comforts, to take care and to steward the home and the children that God has blessed you with. I know everybody's always telling us to like zoom out and think big. I just want you to zoom in for a minute, because we are missing these small things of denying ourselves and then we think we're doing such a terrible job with life. But when reality, you're probably doing better than you think you are. Denying our flesh allows our life in Christ to grow, strengthen, and develop. And this was an important piece when it came to talking with my coaching client and even my other coaching clients that I'm working with, of what it means to hold the tension of both and. This is so important. And oftentimes when I'm working with my coaching clients, it frees them. it frees them because so many of us love to live in either or all or nothing. Can I say amen? Who lives in either or all or nothing? And it wasn't that long ago that I had my own war with this in my mind, the battle between feelings being bad and the reality that I still had them. And I just didn't know what to do with them. And I kept hearing the same message about my feelings and my thought life. And I felt like I was having to hide like this whole other part of me in the name of God. And I've been free from that for almost 2 years. And I'm not to say it doesn't come for me, like I'm not immune to the enemy's attacks, but I allow myself to experience the experience while also turning to God. You know, just this weekend, I had to put it into practice as our cat of 14 years, my little baby girl, Toya, she had a stroke. And we didn't know that over the weekend. We took her to the ER. We were in the emergency cat ER for 7 hours. She couldn't walk on her leg. And it just hurt. Like I was in and out of crying. She's 14. I know she's older. And I just cried whenever I needed to, but I knew that God was with me. Like it was both. And we were just praying things about like her, the bills, the medical bills. We were praying about the price. We were praying about just all different kinds of things. And God cares about it all because he cares about us. And I'm praying that you know that you can go to God with how you feel, that you don't need to pretend or deny any part of you because he already knows every part. And I know this may not feel easy, but freedom is on the other side of it. Freedom is on the other side. And if you feel like you're somebody that wants counsel and coaching and you want to process and work through and improve your mental health and change your thought patterns, and just be free from tormenting thoughts, you would really benefit from joining the Growth Focused Coaching Program. I also have a member community that is based on support, group coaching, and ongoing teaching that you get a biblical study every single month. You can check it out, patreon.com/Jessica Hoddle. And you can also check out the Growth Focused Coaching Program at jessicahoddle.com/heal. More than anything, just know it's both and that we often know when we are choosing comfort instead of denying ourselves for the sake of someone else, that you are still allowed to have feelings and emotions, that you are not meant to be a doormat. He's not asking you to deny your humanity. And remember, denying our flesh allows our life in Christ to grow, strengthen, and develop. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.